Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us this morning on the Praise the Lord Friday. Our scripture is from Psalm 63, 3 and 4. And if you have the opportunity, please read this passage in its entirety. It's a very beautiful psalm. And it says, "Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name." Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for such a beautiful day. We thank you because this is a day that you have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the scripture because our lips will continually shout out your praise. We thank you for each and every caller on this call this morning. We thank you that they get up every morning and come and join us, and that we join in unity, lifting up your name, blessing your name, getting us words to live by as we go on our busy days each and every morning. We thank you for the founders of this call, that they said yes to your will and your way to start this call that could bring us all together, that could bring us closer to you, and that we celebrate you, God, on this call. We thank you for the company that brought us all together, Artists International. We ask your continued blessings over this company. We're thanking you for the growth in this company, how you're continually growing us, Lord, with strong people, strong, wise people, God, and building this company. And it shall be that billion-dollar company out there changing lives every day. God, we thank you for everything that you do. We ask your anointing over the speaker this morning as they come to bring your word. Let your will be done in their lives. Let it be your words and not their words. And then, God, we ask you to pour back into that speaker that they can continually to shine in a world of darkness and bring your word forward. God, we ask and we bless all of this in your mighty, matchless name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, it has been a wonderful privilege and a joy to serve you this morning, to greet each and every one of you. As you go out and enjoy your day, remember to praise the Lord. Now I will turn it over to our capable, wonderful, angelic host. Are you there? Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister
Jackie? I can hear you loud and clear, our prayer general. Take it away. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And good morning to you. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie Henderson from Indiana. I tell you, you've been such a blessing this morning, seated and greeting everyone so cordially and inviting us and letting us know that we are in a sacred place. We thank you for that tag, Praise the Lord Friday. And good morning to you, TMC family. So good to have you on the call this morning, and I, along with Minister Jackie, say welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are so glad that you have joined us this Friday morning. I tell
good
you,
morning,
God,
Minister,
it's so good.
Good morning, Minister Brenda. I apologize.
Yes.
I was on the wrong line. This is Minister Ada. Good morning. Thank you. I apologize. I was on the regular line instead of the moderator. Good morning, Prayer General. Thank you for always being ready to step in and step up. I so love you. I'll take it from here.
Okay, sister. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you. And good morning and good morning and welcome to the Master's Call, and I want to take this opportunity and thank our silver fox, we'd like to call Minister Jackie Henderson, for seating and greeting God's children this morning. And if this is your first time on the line, as you can see, we are a team. So thank you, Minister Brenda, for stepping in as I was having some technical difficulties this morning, but praise the Lord. And that is the tag this morning. Praise the Lord. So thank you so much for joining in. And let me just give you a little information about this dynamic ministry. It was founded on October 25th, 2010. We just celebrated 6 years, praise the Lord, of ministry, of reaching and out and enhancing and enriching and empowering believers as they begin their day. This ministry was founded on the scripture found in the division of Psalm 88, verse 13. And I like to read that for you. That's the division of Psalms 88, verse 13. It says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Today, ladies and gentlemen, my beloved brothers and sisters, it is Friday. And if you're able to remain on the line for part two of this call, we will take your prayer requests live. We will take your praise reports. It is important that you that we take time, and ever since the inception of this call, every Friday, we take your prayer requests. So if you're able to remain on the line for part two, we invite you to do that. This call was founded by two amazing and appointed and anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we like to call Dr. Superfan, Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have grown to call her our mother eagle because she knows how to stretch us and push us on out of the net, out of the nest. Now, we do have a website for you. All of our messages have been archived, and so when you're not able to get on with us during the week, you can go there and see a big old buffet spread of a great word from the very beginning of this call. And the website is www.themasterscall.net, and you will find information on the bios of our speakers, our prayer initiative. So be sure to visit our site regularly. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to get involved with this wonderful ministry, we want you to know that there is a place on this team for you. And if you're interested in doing that, you can send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either you heard her just a few minutes ago, our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to your email. Now, the common vehicle that brought most of us together on this line is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, is Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life. It was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and if you're not familiar with Artists International or you're not familiar with this amazing company, we invite you to get back to the person that invited you to come on to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you how an appointment with Artists will change your life. Now, we're all getting ready to celebrate and bridge the gap coming up. In February 2017, get ready, our next company conference, Bridging the Gap, will be in Los Angeles, California. I'm getting ready. I hope you're getting ready. We plan to be there. We plan to be there with some of our team members. So start saving, start planning. You can go into your back office and start registering. You can also find out more information on the call that follows this call, the new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294617#. Well, it is time now to hear what thus saith the word of God. And we have a beautiful someone who loves reaching others for Christ. She works with the young people and just has a beautiful spirit. I'm so honored and privileged to let you all know this morning that our minister is a powerful woman of God who's hails from New Jersey, and she is Minister Robin B. Wilson. Let me just read a little bit of her bio. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Matthew 6:33, one of her favorite scriptures. a devoted servant of God, daughter, sister, and proud auntie who loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God with others. She is an artist, international distributor, and she has a living testimony of a woman who lives a victorious life. She is an ordained and licensed minister and elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey. And she serves in different capacities, including Bible teacher, businesswoman, and health and wellness consultant. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults and women to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Well, she is coming on the TMC to give us a rhema word, to give us a fresh word, to give us an on-time word. And I consider it a privilege and an honor to bring to the front of the line the very beautiful, the awesome teacher, the one with such a beautiful spirit. I introduce to some and to present others, Minister Robin B. Wilson. Have you made it to the line, woman of God?
I did. Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
I can hear you, beautiful. So good to hear you, Minister Robin. Take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. And you, too, are beautiful, and I love you. I love Minister Jackie. I love my prayer general, Minister Brenda. And I love the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love my TMC family. And most importantly, I love my Father. I love our God. I love our King. And he's so good to me. And I'm glad to be here with you. And, Lord, thank you for trusting me with your word. Well, family, I am going to continue where we left off, talking about the goodness of our God. And I love the task that Minister Jackie gave us today, Praise the Lord Friday. It's a great time to praise the Lord, no matter what's going on. We're going to just praise the Lord every day of the week, and especially today on Friday. So today's message is a continuation, and the title is God Is. God is. That's it. God is. No matter what, he is the one that we need. He is the one that has everything that we need. He is the one that's going to make everything right for us. He is the one that is love. And in 1 John 4:8, it says, and we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in God and God in him. So we know that God is love. We know that we love him. And for those that abide in him, we know that that love abides in us. And we know that we are in him. And there's another translation, the English Standard Version, 1 Timothy 2:2. Listen to this. And I know this may be difficult, but this is what our Father is telling us to do. For kings and for all those who are in high position, we got to love them that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Well, you know what? Because he is love, he will show us how to do that. And here's another scripture. I was like, okay, Father, Luke 6:35, it says, but love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting anything to get back, then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High God, because he's kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. So family member, because God is, because he's able, because he's almighty, because he's all powerful, because he is love, and we abide in him, we can do these things. We can give love when we don't even want to give love. We can be grateful. We can pray for those in authority because our God is. And when God is able, we can do all things through Christ because he is our strength. And he said he can do far more, abundantly more, beyond anything that we can ask, anything we can think, according to the power that works within us. And I know I got God's power in me. I know you have God's power in you. And we know our God is able, so you can do it. You can do it. We will do it. We know it because our God is able. How great is our God? He has all the resources that we need. He makes all grace abound. So we are confident of that very thing. And you know what else? Our God is confident. Do you have confidence in him? He wasn't moved by what took place during the election. He wasn't moved when the enemy caused Adam to fall. He wasn't moved when things occurred in our life and we missed it. He said, just get up again. He's faithful. He's just. He cleansed us. He's confident. So put your confidence in your King. Put your confidence in the one who's seated at the right hand of the Father. Put your confidence in the best teacher that you have, the one that didn't leave you comfortless. He gave you the Holy Spirit because our God, he is confident. He is able. Hallelujah. He is the one who is going to give you guidance. He is the one that is going to restore your health. He is the one that hears your prayers. He is the one that hears your cries. He is the one that will answer your prayers. He is the one that sustains us through difficult times. He is the one that will deliver us from any type of attack of the enemy. He's the one that's filling you with joy, with peace. You got joy like a river. Joy, 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 joy. I'm not going to sing because I'm not Minister Tiffany, even though I love to praise the Lord and he loves my voice. But sing it, family member. You got joy. You have his joy, joy, joy. It's deep down inside of you. Glory, glory to God. He is your comforter. He's going to console you when no one else can. He's going to comfort you when there's a time of grief. He's comforting all of our TMC family members who have had family members transition home. Our Pastor Candy, our Dr. PK, our Platinum President. He is their comforter. He's the one who is going to reassure them. He is the one who is reassuring you that all things are going to be okay. He is the one who's going to assist you. He is the one who's going to help your business grow. He is the one who is protecting you. God is. God is all by himself. He just is. He said, tell him that I am, that I am. Can you imagine? That's power. That's confidence. We serve a big God. We serve a living God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God who can feel what you feel. We serve a God who went through everything that you may be going through, but he didn't sin. God is all by himself. Glory, glory, glory to God. God, he is compassionate. He is caring. He is loving. He is empathetic.
Father, I thank you for clothing us with that compassion. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the confidence that we can have in you. Thank you for being able. God, you are God all by yourself. He's a good God. He's your daddy God. He's your Abba Father God. God is. He just is. No matter what it is that you need him to be, no matter what it is that you need him to do, no matter what it is when you're in your war closet, when you're crying out to him, he hears you because God is. He's going to comfort you. He's going to protect you. He's going to keep you. He's keeping your family, your spouses, your children, your business, our company. God is. God is. All by himself. He just is. God is your counselor. He's the one that you can go and tell those secret things. And you don't have to be concerned about it getting out to anybody else. He's the one that's going to give you the dreams and the vision. He's the one who's going to give you advice. He's the one who's directing your steps. They're ordered by him. He's the one who's giving you guidance. He gave you the best flashlight that you need. He said you don't have to be concerned. There's a light before you. He's your counselor. He is able. He is love. He is confident. Put all your trust in him. Don't be moved by what's going on. We're not going to faint. We're not going to grow weary in well-doing. We know that we are victorious because we have our strength in the one that is the great I am. God is God all by himself. Back to you, Minister Ada.
And let the church say amen, amen, amen. God is awesome word, woman of God. And I will be calling you back after prayer and a few announcements to give us our closing benediction. Will you join me in prayer? Excuse me. Merciful, heavenly, awesome God, you are everything that we need. You are our counselor. You are our loving Father. You are that one that we can tell our secrets to. You are the one that loves us like no one else can. You are Elohim, the creator of everything, and you love us with an everlasting love. And so we thank you for the woman of God this morning that brought this message, that is reminding us that no matter who was elected president, that no matter what's going on, no matter what the bank account looked like, no matter what's going on when the children start acting crazy or the spouse start acting crazy, you are Lord. God is. Praise the Lord for your word and your mouthpiece this morning. Lord, we want to lift up those today that we need you to be the great comforter that only you can be. We are continuing to lift up Dr. PK and her family. We are continuing to lift up Pastor Candy and her family. We are continuing to lift up Sister Jeanette Hightower and all those that are going through a season of bereavement. We continue to lift up our country as a whole. We know, Father God, in God we trust, and we trust you, Lord. We will not operate from a place of fear. We will not operate from a state of confusion. We will not operate from a state of trying to be you. You are God all by yourself. And we praise you this morning, and we thank you. We ask that you continue to lift up our Mother Eagle. We ask that you continue to lift up the TMC family, the frontline prayer warriors that takes hits here and there. But Lord, we're still standing. We're still praising you. We're still giving you all the glory that you deserve. You continue to show your light through us, Lord God. Continue to let us to be make a difference in the lives of others, Lord. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family, Father God. We lift up Artists International now under the heading of Artist Life. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our company. Bless our Alejandro and Elvia and Mama and Papa and everyone from the advisor that signed up on yesterday. We continue to give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I don't know about you, but this is the kind of message that we need on a Friday as we go into our part two of this prayer time. But what a word, Minister Robin. I don't know about you, but I know I'm going to want to listen to the playback of this call. For you to hear the playback of this call, you may do so by dialing 712-432-1085 with an access code of 957-677 pound. One more time, 712-432-1085 with an access code of 957-677 pound. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. With an access of 294-617 and Platinum President Anastasia Lewis all the way from the Bahamas is going to be telling you how and breaking down that compensation plan. What you don't know could hurt you in this business. So go on over there. But if you're able to remain with us today for a time of prayer, boy, did we ever need it to pray. It is now. I invite you to remain on the line for part two of our call today. At this time, I'd like to thank two amazing women on the TMC, and that is our greeter, who we just love and appreciate her and see her growth. That's Minister Jackie Henderson. Thank you so much for greeting and seating God's people in the telecommunication sanctuary, along with that wonderful tag, Praise the Lord. And then for Prayer General Brenda Terrell, who's always standing ready to serve and jump in. And then we want to thank you, beautiful woman of God, for reminding us that no matter what's going on, God is. Will you come on back, beautiful woman of God, and give us our closing benediction for part two? And then after she does that, the next voice that you will hear, will I call her the E? The efficient one, the woman of excellence, and the one who is eager to serve, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be the next voice you hear after Minister Robin gives us our closing benediction. Come on back, beautiful woman of God.
I am here, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you. Thank you for a great word this morning. God bless you.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for Praise the Lord Friday. And thank you, Minister Prayer General Brenda Terrell. Thank you, Minister Ada, and our co-founders. TMC family, I love you. And I leave each one of us with this. God is able. He will never, never fail. God is almighty. Greater than all we seek, greater than all we ask. He has done great things. God is with us. God is on our side. He's going to make a way for above all we know, far above all we hope. He's done great, great, great things. And those are just some of the words from songs that we sing, and that is from Hillsong. Your God is able. In the mighty name of Jesus, he truly is.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. And again, such a powerful word, God is. And that's absolutely whatever he needs and whatever we need, I should say, him to be. Thank you for that rich word, Minister Robin. We receive it. Bless God for you just being such an integral part of our TMC family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I tell you, also a big thanks to our Minister Jackie Henderson, our silver fox, and I mean just blooming where she is planted everywhere. And we just so appreciate you with that spirit of hospitality, greeting all of God's people as they came on the line today. Minister Ada, thank you for getting on to host the call. And Minister Brenda, thank you for stepping in as prayer generals do. And we just love and appreciate understanding it is teamwork, the dream work. So as we do each and every Friday, that is our day, our time where we open up the line and ask you to hit *6, then one if you have a praise report or a prayer request that you would like to bring before us. As Minister Ada alluded to, the many prayers that are going forth as we've been lifting up our co-founders family with the homegoing celebration they had of one of Dr. PK's family members. We are continuing to keep her and our entire family in prayer. We're lifting up our dear Phyllis Carter in Houston with the homegoing of her sister, which is tomorrow. This is the fourth person that has gone home to be with the Lord in her family in like the last year. So when we were praying and I was praying for her, she was just really saying, "Oh, Pastor, I hate keep talking to you in these kind of times." I said, "But those are the times that we need each other and we need to cover each other in prayer." So keep her lifted up as she celebrates the young life of her 54-year-old sister, Bernadette Johnson Jones, who does leave behind siblings who need our prayers. I also want to lift up our dear Jeanette Hightower. She also has had many dear family members, uncles, cousins, transition within a short period of time. And dear Kristen Lockie and the Lockie family, she's an artist distributor in that Columbus, Ohio area. So we want to keep that team and her family, and especially our dear Jeanette, lifted up in prayer as we celebrate her homegoing this weekend. We also are lifting up Platinum President Nicola McClary with her homegoing of her mom tomorrow in Orlando, Florida. She's been traveling back and forth from Atlanta and just praying with some of the travel challenges that she gets out okay today, gets there safely to Orlando. So her mother had been battling for quite a while with cancer, but we thank you that she's in the arms of Jesus today. So please don't forget to lift up Miss Platinum President Nicola. We also are remembering to continue to lift up Miss Teresa Stewart, who had her aunt go home last weekend. And then we are lifting up our very own Miss Rebecca, have her down. She had a transition, her father's sister there in Minnesota, who went home to be with the Lord. So we want to lift up her family there, and her aunt left a 17-year-old daughter who we definitely is having a challenging time. Want to keep her in prayer and traveling mercies for her dad as he travels back from memorializing his sister, and we're celebrating that life with safe travels for him. There's many that we may not call, but God knows, but these are the ones that we are aware of. We are family. And so we endeavor to, especially as the Master's Call family, be that front line of prayer and support that we that they feel our prayers, and it means so much. I often hear back from them how it was so comforting to know that their artist family is standing in the gap and praying for them, like Manager Claudette, Miss Altamise, Minnie. This will be the first holiday without a loved one. And those are always the hardest ones. So we want to keep them all lifted up in prayer. We are already praying earnestly for Extravaganza 2017, that all is well when we head to California. And that is in February, that we're beginning now to believe God for the finances, the time off, the babysitters, old and young, that are needed, everything to fall into place so that we'll have an awesome time the February 17th through 19th at that Sheraton Hotel at the airport, LAX airport. So we've got to begin praying for that. We are praying for our president. We definitely want to keep that lifted up to pray for this transition, President-elect, and the one out going out, our President Obama, to keep the entire country in prayer. This has been a challenging time for many. Many young people are still marching. Let's pray for their safety and pray against those who come out just to excite violence and disrupt a very legal and lawful activity of protest. We want to just pray for the wisdom of God, of godly counsel around President-elect Trump, whether you voted for him or not. The word of God, that's what we'll always go by. And First Timothy commands us to pray for those who have authority and leadership over us, and he does and he will. And so, okay, no one has entered into the queue, and so we'll go on and pray for the things that I have listed. We are definitely praying for traveling mercies for everyone and anyone. Many are heading out this weekend for their Thanksgiving celebration, and we know that there's already been storms and air travel has been challenged, so we want to pray for that. All right, Silver Fox, I see you hopped into the queue. Good morning. Do you have a special prayer request for us?
I do. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm. Forgive me. I'm on the highway going to get my dad. He has asked me if I could come this morning. I don't know what he's doing, but he is my only living parent, and when he falls, I go. So pray for our day today. But I had a coworker that transitioned this week. They found her in her home expired. And last year, her youngest child was murdered. And I don't think she really ever got over that, but that is the Golder family. So lift that family up in prayer just to have this type of tragedy to happen to them. So just keep that family lifted in prayer. And I do have a praise report that I want to share with my PMC family. I received a call this week from a young lady, and I guess she got my name from my pastor. And this young lady asked me if she could please provide for me everything that I needed for my Thanksgiving meal. That God had laid it upon her heart to bless a family, and my pastor decided that I would be the perfect candidate for this young lady, and I did accept her offer. And the reason that I did is because sometimes God sends us blessings. We ask him for blessings, and he sends it to us, and we turn them down because we don't recognize it as such. But I do recognize it, and I thank God for it. And I thank God for getting me through yesterday. As many of you seen my Facebook post yesterday, yesterday was my mom's birthday. And so I still celebrate the life that God gave her and the time that he gave her to me. You know, I selfishly thank God for that time that he allowed her to spend with me. It was such a wonderful time. She was such a glorious woman of God, a very faithful woman, dedicated woman, and I know without her prayers, I would not be where I am today. And I also celebrated the life of my eldest granddaughter who turned 17. So I thank you, each and every one of you, for constantly keeping my family up before the Lord and keeping us blessed. But I did want to share that. And one other thing, our conference in California, God has blessed me with the finances to pay for my conference now. So I am so thankful to God. Someone that sometimes you do things and you don't even remember, but God put it on their heart to give me back money that I had lent to them some time ago and just never brought it back to my mind anymore. But it was enough money to where I can buy my airline ticket, pay for my registration, and some left to pay for the hotel. So I'm just rejoicing and thanking God for his goodness. Today, I praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for allowing me to share.
All righty. That's some awesome praise reports in there. And not a problem, not a problem. All righty. We're going to hear from Miss Benita. Good morning. Welcome to our prayer request time. Welcome, welcome. You're unmuted. Let me see if you need to unmute your phone.
Good morning.
All
good
right.
Morning, TMC family. I just want to put on the list Mom, Vivian Cates, and my sister-in-law, Rita Fletcher, who is going for a biopsy. I declare her body healed. But oftentimes when the unknown is, you know, and this is a woman of God, so I just wanted to put those on the prayer request and everybody on the call, the spoken and unspoken request. That's all. Have a great Friday.
You too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate hearing from you. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Excited God is doing in us and through us, and we just praise God for
I know. Real quick, I want to thank you all for praying for me, a praise report, that my schedule is so much better, allowing me to be able to serve and do some of the things that I needed to do. And Doug has been restored back to Amtrak after a year and a half. Glory to God. And so prayer works. Prayer works. Keep praying. I love you. I love my TMC family. Back to you, Dr. V, because I'm out and about. Love you.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. Our co-founder, you hopped in. You all in some noisy places this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm not in a noisy place. I'm sitting right here in the center of my bed.
You just being noisy. All right. Give me that joyful noise to the Lord.
I said hallelujah for Brother Doug because I have been praying for that thing right there with everybody else. I really know how important that is to have worked that long somewhere in some kind of stupid a satanic attack come and try to take everything God has given. I'm so happy about that, boy. I jumped straight up in my bed, but I was quiet until that point. I was getting ready to come in and share with you all that yesterday the homegoing ceremony for Elder my cousin Willie Williams from San Francisco was just excellent. I mean, you all, he was from a family of 10 boys and one girl. He was the first one to die. And the 9 William boys that were left came up and sang a song, an old 1950s song, Dr. V. You know that just like it told me up on this, on the chip of Zion going on home. It was a really wonderful ceremony. But in the midst of all of the goodness of God, Satan always come you all to attack. And so on the way home, I got a call from Devola. JD, my grandson, has been suffering here in Mississippi, allergic attacks, and we've been taking him back and forth to the doctor. So they did his test yesterday. They did 60 tests on my baby, and all 60 of them came back, not just positive, but severely. He is severely allergic to everything here. And, yes, I am really emotional about this because it's just, oh, God, I don't know what to say. But, you know, I did what a grandmama is supposed to do, left the repast and went there and prayed and just said, God, you got to give us an answer. So their first, of course, thing is to flee instead of fight. You know, we going to leave. We don't know where we're going. I said, I don't care where you go. There's going to be some grass and going to be some trees, you know. But the remedy that that they have for us here is just unacceptable, and that is to give him a shot every week for the next 3 years to build his system, and that's the only way they say he's going to be able to live here. But I know that we have some praying folks on this call, and I know that there is an answer and an escape from this foolishness, and I just need you guys to pray with me that God give it to me and show me what to do, because these children, devoting them, don't know what to do. And but I know that God knows all things, and he is, as our mouthpiece said this morning, he is everything that we need. And in times like these, I just said, David, why did you leave me here by myself with all of this foolishness? It's just one thing after another.
Have you all been giving him any of the multi-plus and maybe increasing the dosage?
I have been giving him this mother plus. I am out again, and I will be ordering again today. I have been drinking myself because, you know, as you can hear me, and getting back from Switzerland. So I've been drinking it all throughout the day. I've just drank a lot of it. And so I will be calling back in today to get some more. I'm just about out. But he and I both, when he is here, now I can't say you know what goes on when he's here.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he is here, I just really, really, and I'm talking to my naturopath doctors today as well to see what else we can do. But I just want to thank you all for one prayer that is answered, and that is the homegoing ceremony has been wonderful. The 21 people that we have had here in our house has been fed, and hospitality has been shown very well. Half of them will be leaving today. The other half will remain until after the day after Thanksgiving. And so I just thank God for you all and for prayer. You all, this call is very much needed, very much needed. Thank you. You all have a super fantastic weekend, and know that the holiday is coming up, and God knows he has some good in store for us in spite of what things look like. God is.
Amen, amen. We'll definitely be praying for a little Master JD and just speaking what the word says about him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you because truly, as the word of God was decreed and declared over the heavenlies, God is everything we need. Your buffet table of truth, of power, and anointing, we spread it this morning so that as we enter into your presence, seeking not even just your hand, but your face, God, we thank you. First, for the minister who brought the word, we lift up Minister Robin to you and speak that you put back in her the virtue of God. Continue to stir up the gifts of God, the favor of God. You know the desires of her heart with her nephews, for her father, on her job, and just continue to do the exceeding abundantly above in her life, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. So we thank you that we're honored and humbled for her to be a part of this Master's Call family. Father, we just thank you for each and every listener on the line, that they feel a touch from you today, to know that truly, God, you are all that we need. And as we hold on to the horns of the altar, as we speak and say what you say about us, we thank you for your manifested power, for your glory being revealed in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you used Artist's life to knit our hearts together over 6 years ago. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and all those who are part of this family. We thank you that it's been a light, a beacon of light that has drawn many in to the fresh living waters, even of this Master's Call, each and every day, so that their souls can be refreshed, revived, empowered, and enhanced as they do go out during their day. We thank you, Father, that we have come to you boldly, as you told us we could do in Hebrews, to come boldly into the throne room of grace, where we can obtain all the grace, all the mercy, everything that we need. Father, we lift up this time, this Thanksgiving season. We ask for traveling mercies for everybody in their travels. Go with them. Go before them. We speak the blood hedge of protection. Father, even here in this Houston area, just thanking you that Congressman John Connor's son was found safely when many were afraid and fearing the worst. God, you stepped up and were God. So we thank you for divine intervention. Now we pray for these many families who have loved ones who have transitioned, and the many homegoing celebrations that will be taking place all across the country, those that have just taken place, from our dear co-founder and all of those that, God, you show up, you show out, you be that shalom peace that surpasses all of their understanding. You unify their hearts. You give them the traveling mercies as they come and go. You let them celebrate the life of the loved ones who are now in your presence. Now, we thank you that even with this being the first holidays in this season, where many memories will pop up, many actions and deeds that have been done in the past, let the memories help them linger and hold on to a legacy of love that they were blessed to have all of these years. We thank you, Father, that you will knit their hearts to lead one on another. Now, Father, we truly ask for your Sophia wisdom of God for our president-elect Trump. We thank you that you said in Proverbs 11:14 that in a multitude of counsel there is safety. So we ask you, Father God, to surround him with godly counsel, counsel from your throne room and no other. Father, I thank you that he has a Damascus Road experience with you, and that what truly the devil meant for bad, you will and are turning it around for good. I thank you, Father, that it becomes a Holy Ghost setup, and that you will show up in ways that we least expected. We pray that. We know that complaining doesn't change anything. Even crying doesn't change anything. But calling on your name, but looking to you, to the hills from which cometh our help, is what makes the difference. So we thank you for you being the difference maker, in first in our own hearts, to give us the peace, but to keep our eyes focused on you, walking by faith and not by sight. Continue to be around the Obama family as they're in the home stretch of his dedication and service of 8 years. We speak the blood hedge of protection around his family in this time and in this season, even as he just returned home from his last overseas trip and spoke on the last places where on foreign soil that he will speak. Let him remember it. Stay humble of the opportunity, the history that has been made. Father, we just thank you for Jackie and pray for her friends, family, the Boulder family, that with the tragic transition of their loved one, that you come in and give the comfort and the peace. We pray, even as Jackie is traveling to be with her father, that this is a blessed day. And thank you for the favor of you blessing her with her Thanksgiving dinner, of surprising her to let her know as she plants the seeds, as she waters the word, that you give her the harvest in her life. So we just thank you and speak this be the best blessed Thanksgiving, not just for her, but for all of us on this line. We thank you for even her time of reflection and memory of her mom yesterday and her oldest granddaughter to celebrate how one life moves on, a new young life continues to remind you of your faithfulness. And we just thank you, Daddy God, for you doing that in her life. We thank you as we pray for Miss Benita. We keep her mother lifted up, Mother Vivian, And we just thank you that we send the words, Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue from the crown of Mother Vivian's head to the soles of her feet. We thank you for that Holy Ghost blood transfusion in her body, that the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And Father, as the doctors do their part, we thank you for the supernatural intervention of you doing what they cannot do. I thank you for the peace that you give Benita, as she is the caregiver in her going, in her coming. Strengthen her heart for her sister Loretta. We just pray that the doctor's report, no matter what it says, you have a report that we choose to believe, that by your stripes, we call her the healed and the whole. So we just thank you, Daddy God, that her entire family walks in your health and healing. And even right after Thanksgiving is her daughter and that beautiful grandchild come to be with the family when generations celebrate the legacy and the lineage. You continue, Father, to give her traveling mercies, to give them quality time, and to bring the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And Father, we thank you for the praise report for Doug. We've been standing on the word, the whole family of believers praying for Doug's restoration of his job at Amtrak. And even when it looked glib, even when it was a hard season for Doug, and he stayed true to you. And from the valley now to the mountain of triumph, we rejoice with the restoration of this career that he has spent with Amtrak and the time that he has spent there. God, thank you for a smooth transition back, and we do give you all the glory, all the honor. And we just thank you again for our co-founder with the blessed time of family, even with the transition of her cousin, for all those family members to be there with love and laughter and the joy of the Lord that has been their strength with the homegoing of Willie Williams. Now, Father, we send the word of healing and pray for JD. Allergies, asthma is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Now, we just thank you for peace in Dr. PK's heart for her grandchild and clarity of thought and peace for Davola and her husband. But we ask you to be the surgeon. We ask you to be the healer that we know you are to touch JD's body. We just thank you that asthma is a name, allergies are a name, and they must bow to the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as Dr. PK continues to use the product, we ask that you touch Devola's heart, and she'll become as committed and consistent to give, for us to do all we can do, as we know you will do the supernatural that we cannot do. But I thank you for the peace. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the miracle in the making. We continue even to speak health and healing to Dr. PK's body as you continue to keep her strong in you. So, Father, you know, even as Miss Benita says, the spoken and even the unspoken prayer requests, we cover them in the blood of Jesus. Father, in this time of so much heightened activity in the natural and in the spirit, we ask for us as prayer warriors to stay in our place, to pray in the spirit, to pray and decree and declare your kingdom come, your will be done. And Father, we just know that we know that we know that we've read the back of the book, and yes, it's a fixed fight and we win. And as we walk it out, as we take this day by day, as we go through the going through, we have a confidence of knowing that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, and will speak nothing but life and blessings and overcoming faith. Now, we seal this time of intercession. We seal this time of prayer. We know that not one word will return void, but that we will give even greater praise reports of your breakthroughs in our lives, of you breaking forth for all to see and know that you, God, are almighty. And we decree it and declare it done and so. In Jesus' name, Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone go out and have a very blessed weekend. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for such a powerful word. Thank you again, Minister Ada, Minister Jackie, and Minister Brenda for doing all you do to make these calls successful each and every day. Have a blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing you back again on the line on Monday on the Master's Call. Love you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.